Have any other nightly rentals that you manage?
So I currently, in two different counties, have three nightly rentals, so none here in Tannen County. I've rented close to, with my cabins, about 150 tenants. Not a single time have I had any issues. I mean, I'm not dropping, you know, a jailhouse out and drop to, you know, to come rent out this. They're families, they're people to enjoy the area with the conveniences of having a home and having those out there. I think the area should be shared with others around. And, you know, just speaking from the Shookmans and my experience with doing Airbnbs, I've not had any of these issues that I'm crazily hearing about that makes it sound pretty monstrous, but and that's it.
So any more questions for the applicant? Comments? Scott, do you have a total count of, again, you mentioned of the homes with the prior zoning that were approved? Is it 10? Did you say 10?
Well, there's 10 permits.
10 permits.
So I think it was, that's not the number of homes.
Same home.
Correct. Right? 2 to 3 of those were the same home, but I just went through the permits.
And I believe the covenants allows up to 20 at the subdivision. Is that correct?
Seven separate homes had received permits.
That, I think you're referring to an amendment that was attempted to, I don't know the final details to that, but, I'm sorry, what was it, Scott? Seven?
Seven homes that had received 10, so 10 permit approvals.
So I believe the discussion or amongst ourselves would be with the new zoning regulations. Is there anything, based on past experience or what's presented before us to lean us one direction for or against the proposed application in front of us based on the new guidelines and zoning regulations that we work off of? Any more discussion amongst ourselves or?
Doesn't a lot of it fall under number 6?
With the size of the homes, ingress and egress could, and traffic congestion could be a concern.
And we got one way in and out. Right?
Correct.
Well, it's always had one way in and out, but we're kind of reaching the saturation point out there. You know, if you've got 20 homes and one of them's a nightly rental, okay. But at what point is enough enough and the welfare of the subdivision is being dramatically affected by it? I don't know how to do that. You know, well, he got one, why can't I have one? Well, there's already too many. I don't know, and I'm just talking, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah. And that, again, was under the old zoning, so regulations.
I think you can look at number 1, the general welfare.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, that's, interruption. That's what we've heard, and that's how I feel as I listen to it.
You've been operating this as a nightly rental prior to this application, correct?
Until the Shookmans were, until they knew they needed to get the permit and those things, and everything was shut down.
Have there been any complaints, Scott? Have there been any complaints on it?
We got some that they were running it without the permit, but didn't have a specific.
Nothing specific as far as trash, noise.
Trash or noise.
Anything like that,
no.
And we follow some pretty strict guidelines. I mean, it's put in everything from when you check in with Airbnb to, you know, with it. And I'm just saying it as someone that has Airbnbs. There's guidelines. There are, you know, the moment you walk in, there's rules and regulations put into place. We're talking about the vehicles, yet we only allow 6 occupants for, you know, the property. And there's garage spaces for 3. So I'm not seeing congestion in the street when there's parking garage and carport for, that can easily fit four or five vehicles, and we only allow six at max.
Did I hear correctly that you have other nightly rentals?
Not in Tannehill County. Yes, I do currently.
Okay, in other counties?
Yes.
Duh.
Yep.
Did you have to get a permit for them?
Yes. A little bit different in each of them, but. And so we are more than able, tomorrow, whatever I needed to, I've already reached out to the, James at the fire department, I believe, or the fire, Tannehill County Western. So I've already reached out. So whenever, I'm ready to follow whatever I need to. And I currently, it is under the Shookmans. They put it, Chad Shookman lives here, locally, and I'm the closest one, and I manage some of his properties, and then I have my own as well. And like I said, I'm at 170 for my two main cabins. I have yet to have someone that I've came back and had to charge them an extra fee or come at them because this is broken or this is that. So I guess I'm just going off statistically off myself. I don't see, we've just managed them well and everything. They all get kind of screened and put into, we're not just out here renting to anybody and any average Joe, especially in this area. So.
Any other questions, discussion? Are we to a motion to look at number one?
I'll make a motion to deny the application. Based on number one, that it will have an adverse impact.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further comments from anyone specific to the motion?
Yep, all the comments you can get would be helpful if anybody else has
I think we would be remiss in our duties when we voted to deny in the same area last month and we reverse your field today. I don't think that leaves a very clear view to the people out there of which way this commission is headed with this thing. And I agree with the denial because I think, I started out a long time ago voting denials out there, and I got overruled, but that's all right. But I'm still not in favor of it.
I think it's fairly specific with comfort and general welfare in number one.
Mr. Chairman, that's where I'd be, number one, strongly.
Any other comments?
Same thing.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. And comments given to deny the application presented. All those in favor of the denial, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, you might let the applicant know about the appeal process. The past one didn't know about it.
Yeah, there is an appeal process if you want to reach back out to Scott's office in reference to that. Thank you.
Take another one.
Okay, next we have we need to consider a motion to postpone to September 13th the proposed nightly rental use for 111 Gar Road, Walnut Shade. Anyone open to making that motion?
Some of them have.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. All those in favor of postponing to 111 Gar Road, Walnut Shade, to September 13th, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, you asked the same question, and then Randy just asked it, so I'll address it. In our instructions of our application, zoning request changes require a notarization of the signature. But in those instructions, which I'll get you guys a copy of to see, it says only rezoning requests and not conditional use permits have to be notarized. So the conditional use permits just need to be signed by the owner. And I don't think I've ever given you the instructions of our...
Which is on the first page, right? Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But then for rezoning considerations, there's a notarization area on the second page.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Makes me happy. You guys are looking at those. It's good.
Are you impressed at all?
Huh?
Are you impressed?
Yeah. I'm glad.
It's only because you think we can read.
All right, so we're now moving to proposed nightly rental use for a tiny home located at 607 Eagle Rock Road.
So Matthew and Erica Marshall are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in a one-bedroom tiny home located in R1 District. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 2 acres in size with a single-family home built in 1980. A garage and a tiny home located on the property, and it is lot 2, located in the Susanna subdivision that consists of 2 lots and was made as a minor subdivision recorded in 2015. The surrounding properties are zoned R1. Property is served by Public Water District 3 for water and the City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. So I'll orient you to 248. This is where Gretna Road goes straight and 248 goes north. Shepherd of the Hills Express. I've highlighted the parcel here. Of course, again, these purple areas you see are the City of Branson. We have this big island here that's the counties. So I'll go to Beacon and show that this is lot 1 and this is lot 2. There's a number of small subdivisions in here, and then these lots mainly are meets and bounds. So the subdivisions within that area are a little different. So here's our zoning layer. As you can see, all the City of Branson, then we have this area. So I did go ahead and pull up your subdivision. Here's the Susanna. This is another subdivision. This is another one. This is one. This is one. These are all meets and bounds. And just a few photographs. This is real dense vegetation on that property line. And it's operated as a one bedroom, so your maximum occupancy would be 4 if it's even possible and need parking for 2. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Matthew Marshall, and I am requesting the conditional use permit for a short-term nightly rental at our current residence, 607 Eagle Rock Road. The rental property is on a... is a tiny house that is actually built on a trailer. Has us located on our land with a separate driveway entrance, and it can accommodate up to 4 people, like Scott said. It's serviced already with the existing utilities. The folks that owned the property before us had buses and RVs and a boat out there, and so it was just pretty much a vacant lot. And so we saw the RV hookups and decided to. With some of my father-in-law investment to be able to put a tiny house on there for rental. We know that there there's parking that we have on the property already, and we've already talked to our closest adjoining neighbors, and they've expressed support. And I don't know in your packets if you got the letters from our neighbors, but we have those supporting our cause for getting a nightly rental. They didn't express any opposition to that. Just so you know, I mean, we do live on the property, and so our house currently